Rural Focus.
Well, the National Farmer Wellbeing Report was released yesterday, and on Rural Focus today, we did catch up with the president of WA Farmers, the one, the only, John Hassell. Had John on speaking about it, and reports out saying it's the most in-depth research to date on the mental health of farmers. This mainly done on the East Coast, but we all know that, everybody's got probably a mental health problem with the way the world is these days, and, a lot of farmers here in the West are doing it tough. So I asked John this morning, was he surprised with the numbers that came out?
Well, it doesn't surprise me a great deal because it feels like everybody's against us on some occasions.
Yeah, 45% of farmers in this report have reported thoughts of self-harm and suicide, but that's certainly not a great number, mate.
I'm surprised and saddened by that because having had depression issues myself in the past, it's not a fun place to be. So I guess, I'd probably be one of that percentage in the past, but it's a good thing to be through the other side of it as well.
I think the other sad thing, mate, 30% have attempted self-harm or suicide, which is not great at all.
Oh, I'm very surprised at that level there, and I'm pleased that if they've actually attempted and not done it, that's that they've got through as well, if that's the case.
Yeah, certainly. Have you heard back from any WA farmers on this report that came out yesterday?
No, it's, as you said, only came out yesterday saw it myself on the NFF newsletter.
And, surprising, only 15% reported difficulty in accessing suitable services, so that's not great really either. Really, mate, you would have thought it may have been a bit higher with the likes of Lifeline, Beyond Blue, and what we've got around here in WA as well.
Well, I'd have thought that there'd be a lot better services, as we were pointing out when, the government wanted to introduce mandatory mental health checks for firearms, the services are badly lacking, and, any extra pressure on that system wouldn't be a good thing.
Yeah, we'd like to hear from you if you sort of have some news on this. As we said, it only came through late yesterday. 64% experienced anxiety, 45% have been depressed over the past few years. A lot of farmers have said weather and natural disasters pretty much, mate, are making it a bit tough for farmers.
Well, in the eastern states, certainly, they've had a lot more pressures than we've had. We have our yearly drought from October through to March or April, and, we're fairly used to that. But the floodings and the fires and the droughts over there haven't been a lot of fun for them, and I actually sometimes wonder how the hell they put up with it. But, there's a lot of resilience out there as well, and, a testament to those people who keep going. It's pretty amazing.
Would you like to see, say, an employee assistance program or more employee assistance programs here in WA to help out those who are at the moment doing it tough?
Well, it's a bit of a challenge, what sort of programs you put in place.
Yeah,
I think, as you say, there are programs out there, and if someone is doing it tough, then, there's great work being done by people like Brad Milstead who try and get people to, increase their awareness of mental health issues and try and talk to a mate. We had Brad Hogg come and talk to WA Farmers last week, and we had an interesting discussion about how you actually go to a greater, depth in your conversation and say, what's troubling you, mate, rather than just saying, are you okay? So, I think we can all do a little bit better in that regard, just helping our mates out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, not great with that report that came out yesterday, the mental health struggles of farmers. Yeah, don't forget farmers, as John did mention. Yes, wonderful work around WA anyway. Lifeline 131114, where you can get in contact with Beyond Blue, talk to your neighbour. As you said, Brad Milstead in the team at 6B is doing a wonderful job. Also, the boys at Regional Men's Health Initiative, they're also doing wonderful things if you need someone to talk to, the Blue Tree Project. And as John did mention, former Aussie Test cricketer Brad Hogg has been on the speaking circuit as well, doing a wonderful job speaking about mental health. So, yeah, not great news. Hopefully you can get to speak to somebody. If you do need to call somebody, don't forget Lifeline 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636.